This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire in Cambodia leading the five-member Nepali delegation to attend the 11th meeting of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace, scheduled to address the program on the topic of advancing global architecture of peace. 168 megawatt power generated by three hydropower projects added to national grid, and a massive Israeli strike in central Beirut kills 20 people. Now, the news in detail. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire is in Cambodia leading a five-member Nepali delegation to attend the 11th meeting of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace, IPTP. According to the Speaker's press advisor Shekhar Adhikari, the Nepali delegation was welcomed by the high-level officials of the Cambodian Parliament at Phnom Penh International Airport. The meeting of the IPTP is being held in Phnom Penh City, Cambodia, from the 23rd to the 26th of November under the theme A Quest for Peace, Reconciliation and Tolerance. The speaker will address the program on the topic of advancing the global architecture of peace, peace-building, reconciliation and tolerance, synergy of governments, parliaments and civil society. During his stay, Speaker Ghimire is scheduled to have meetings with delegations from Cambodia, the United Arab Emirates, Malaysia, Vietnam and Laos. The Nepali delegation led by Speaker Ghimire is scheduled to return home on the 26th of November. The construction of three hydropower projects under the initiation of the Chilime Hydro Project has been completed. According to the Nepal Electricity Authority, the construction of the 14.8 megawatt Upper Sianjin, 42.5 megawatt Sianjin and 111 megawatt Rasuagari hydropower project has been completed. With this, 168 megawatts of power have been added to the national grid. The power generated by the three hydropower projects was connected to the national transmission line in 220, 132 and 33 kV substation set up by the Nepal Electricity Authority as at Thambuche of Ama Chodingma Rural Municipality. Meanwhile, financial closure for the 135 megawatt Manang Marsangdi Hydropower project has been secured with the signing of the loan agreement with Exim Bank of China. Accordingly, the Exim Bank will provide $175.25 million, while the remaining estimated cost of $323 million will be met through other sources. Sino Hydro Bureau 7 Cooperative Limited China has already started the construction of the Manang Marsangdi Hydropower project and is estimated to complete the project within 42 months. The project is located in Chame and Naso Rural Municipality of Manang District. The group of the least developed countries, LDCs, including Nepal, have expressed reservations over the draft of climate finance provisions unveiled in the new Collective Quantified Goal, NCQC. The dissatisfaction has been articulated, noting the draft unveiled in the COP29th Conference of the Parties, COP29 to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change underway in Baku, Azerbaijan, did not explicitly manifest the agenda such as increasing the volume of climate finance. Chief of the Climate Management Division under the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Dr. Sindhu Prasad Dhungana, who is attending the climate summit in Baku, said that some of the points unveiled regarding the new collective quantified goal were not clear. Dhungana further said advocacy is constantly going on in the COP, putting pressure on the developed countries to expand the size of the climate finance. The proposed climate finance volume is far below the requirement and does not ensure minimum funding for the LDC, and the draft does not include new targets to address climate-related damage. Japanese ambassador to Nepal, Kikuta Yutaka, said disaster-induced risk and loss can be minimized by developing disaster-resilient infrastructure. At a workshop addressing climate change and natural disaster experiences of Nepal and Japan organized by the Japanese University's Alumni Association Nepal, he stressed the need to increase public awareness and disaster preparedness and developed disaster-resilient infrastructure for minimizing potential risk and loss arising from disaster, recalling that the Nagdunga Tunnel was used as an emergency route as many roads were blocked due to floods and landslides in various parts of the country, including in the Kathmandu Valley in the last monsoon. Ambassador Yutaka said the construction of disaster-resilient infrastructure would also be help in relief and rescue during natural disasters. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh asserted that Nepal has been maintaining friendly relations with the international community, including immediate neighbors. Addressing a ceremony organized for handing over the electric vehicle by the Chinese government in Kathmandu yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Singh acknowledged the support of the Chinese embassy in Nepal as a crucial link between Nepal and China. The EV was provided to the 25-bed Chhatrapati Hospital in Kathmandu. On the occasion, Chinese ambassador to Nepal Chen Song said China had been supporting Nepal in its developmental efforts and for prosperity. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has taken stock of the health condition of his ailing father Mohan Prasad Oli in TU Teaching Hospital in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Oli obtained updates about his father, who is receiving treatment at the hospital for some days. Taking to social media, the head of the government said that his father is being treated at TU Teaching Hospital for lung-related complications. His health condition is now said to be normal. All 8 local levels in the Jumla district have been declared fully literate. The chief of the District Coordination Committee of Jumla, Gaurinanda Acharya, said 1 municipality and 7 rural municipalities were declared fully literate simultaneously after local levels fulfilled a majority of the literacy indicators among the total 12 indicators. The literacy rate was determined on the basis of factors like ability to read and write in the native language or mother language, the ability to read prices and bills, the ability to understand and use mobile phones and calculators' digits and features, and having knowledge of basic alphabets and letters, among others. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Lebanese officials say a massive Israeli airstrike on central Beirut has killed at least 20 people. Israeli media reported the strike happened without warning at about 4 a.m. local time on Saturday and was an attempt to assassinate a senior Hezbollah official. Lebanon's national news agency said a so-called bunker buster bomb was used, a type of weapon previously used by Israel to kill senior Hezbollah figure, including former leader Hassan Nasrallah. In the past 2 weeks, Israel has intensified its campaign against Hezbollah, the Iran-backed militia and political movement, amid international efforts for a ceasefire. According to Lebanese authorities, in Lebanon, more than 3,670 people have been killed and at least 15,400 injured since October 2023, with more than 1 million forced from their homes. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 9.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 20.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Speaker Debaraj Ghimire in Cambodia leading the 5-member Nepali delegation to attend the 11th meeting of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace, scheduled to address the program on the topic of advancing global architecture of peace. 168 megawatt power generated by 3 hydropower projects added to national grid, and a massive Israeli strike in central Beirut kills 20 people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.